In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the first week in the month Tub, or in Arabic Tuba. And this month, this Coptic month, is coming direct after the Kiyak month. And Kiyak, all the reading of Kiyak is only for preparation for the incarnated God. All the reading that we read in Kiyak month, it's only for this, the preparation, and we try to prepare ourselves and our heart to receive the incarnated God. As Saint Augustine said, there is a problem and it should be solved. The solution should be, even or one of it, we go up and raise up and we go to reach and to meet Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ come down and help all the nature and change the nature, our nature, the corrupted one, to change it. And this is exactly what happened. That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to change the nature of the human. And you can imagine that the Son of God came for us, and we are on His image. And He changed this corrupted, or this corruption, to be a good one. Then the first Sunday for today in Tub or Tuba, it's all readings about what happened when the angel appeared to Saint Joseph and said, "Go, you have to flee to Egypt." I will divide the sermon into two parts. The first part will be the readings. I will go from the Vespers to the Gospel of today. And we will see that all the readings arranged by the fathers have a line. There is a meaning for all, and a target and an aim for all the readings together. Then let's learn a lesson from the Gospel. First of all, if I'm going, for example, for the Vesper, and we will see. The Psalm 47 said, "Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples, shout to God with voice of triumph." When Jesus Christ went to Egypt with all the Holy Family, it's a sign to all the Christianity that Jesus Christ didn't come only for the Jews, no, for all the people, and also the Gentiles. It means that's why we will see the readings, the line that we have in all the readings. We are saying to all the people, Jesus Christ came for us, for everyone, in all the world, not specific to some people, even. That's why we have to love all the people. Even the people who persecuted us, or they killed all the Christianity. Even we love ISIS. And Jesus Christ loved them also too. That's why Jesus Christ came to all the people. And we can't judge, this one is good and this one is bad. That's why we are praying on the altar to all the people. In the Gospel, in the Vesper, in Luke 4, when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various disease brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. On every one. Bring him only the Jews. They bring also another Gentiles. That's why he didn't make a differentiate or a difference between the people. That's why one of the lessons that I have to learn, I'm here in the church and I reveal Jesus Christ to all the people. I am one. I took the name of Jesus Christ And I have to reveal him to the others. I have to reveal Jesus Christ in my home, to my kids, to my wife or my husband. I have to reveal Jesus Christ, and I have to be the good image and a mirror of Jesus Christ also in church. Also, I have to reveal him and my work, street, the neighbors, everywhere. That's why in Romans today, Romans 15, the Pauline, he wrote, therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. For this reason, I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. It's clear. It's clear. St. Paul wrote that. He wrote, we have to accept each other. Even I'm doing a sin or the other doing a sin, or he fell, we had a problem. I have to accept the others. It's written, it's clear. Therefore, receive one another. Why we have to receive? To the glory of God. And the Gentiles might glorify God. The Gentiles might glorify God. عشان كده احنا بنصلي في القداس وبنصلي لكل الناس. ما فيش حد بيقول ان احنا بنكره حتى اللي بيضطهدونا, مش بنكرههم, او حتى اللي هما بيقتلوا فينا المسيحيين برضو عمرنا ما كرهناهم. عشان كده احنا بنصلي من اجل كل الناس. فيظهر السيد المسيح علينا للآخرين. ما ينفعش أكون بوشين, ما أقدرش. ما أقدرش أكون جوه الكنيسة أنا مسيحي وبره الكنيسة أنا مش مسيحي. ما تنفعش. And also, if I'm going to the Catholic epistles from St. John, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. We are all called children of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice the righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. And I will put the his brother, I will highlight this word. Who does not love his brother? That's why all the readings of today only push on one point. Love each other. Jesus Christ came to everyone, to all the people, the Jews and Gentiles. Go outside the streets and love all the people. Who is persecuted me, I will love him and I will pray for him. And the love, the prayer, reveal God, and he will change. That's why he said, we'll be the children of God who love the brother, each one, each other. Then for the gospel of today, when the angel appeared to Saint Joseph, and if I'm going deeply to that, and we can work with some imagination, you can imagine that before that, the angel appeared to the Saint Joseph and said, Saint Mary, he discovered in first that Saint Mary was pregnant. And then the angel appeared to him and told, don't worry, the Holy Spirit dwell on her. Then this son is the Son of God. And he was very happy. And after a few days, he came again to Saint Joseph. Please, can you flee to Egypt? From my perspective, if the angel appeared to me, will never happen for sure, but if the angel appeared to me and told me, like, go now, you have the Son of God, and now flee to Egypt, I will tell him, sorry, this is the Son of God, he can fight, he can do everything, I can't believe that I have to leave my country to go another country with my family. And I have God. But that's why one of the lesson that I have, number one, the lesson that I have to learn, the flee. And I will highlight the flee, what the meaning of flee. Flee from the devil. Flee from the evil. Flee from the sin. If you are, for example, in a group, and they are talking about each other, for example, flee. Flee from the gossiping. Flee from the hypocrisy. That's why I have to be straight. I have to be precise in my life. I have to focus in my spiritual life. That's why St. John Chrysostom said, never quench the fire by the fire. What is the fire? But you have to quench the fire by the water. What's the meaning of that? The fire is a sin. And if I find that this place, any place, have a sin, and I will do the sin, I have to flee. If I at home and I have bad thoughts, I have to flee. If I have to open the TV and then look to some bad scenes or whatever, I have to close and I have to flee. If I open the internet and to see something else and I have to close that and I have to flee. This is a strive in my spiritual life, and God will help. That's why this is very important principle in my spiritual life, to flee. Also flee from my ego. If, for example, I have a problem and I have a problem with someone, and I feel that my ego, I can't go to excuse, then I have to flee from my ego. Also, if I fell in sin, I have to flee to the bottom of God and repent and confess. We are all very weak, but it's only the point that I have to confess, even I fell, I have to flee from the sin by going to the bottom of God and repent and confess. This is the first lesson that I have to learn from this story. The second one, I don't know how Saint Joseph obeyed what the angel said to him. He obeyed, okay, I will take the family and I will go to Egypt. And also, if I'm going back to the shepherd, when the angels appeared to them and said, Jesus Christ was born, they decided that let's go now to see Jesus Christ. And the wise men, they saw only a star, and the star going in the other direction, in the opposite direction. If they opened the book of signs, they have to find that the star will go in one direction. They saw that the star is going in the opposite direction. And they obey and they go after the star to see where is Jesus Christ. And the second one, I have to obey God. I have to give him to be my life, and he will be the pilot of my life. He will drive everything in my life. Because in first point, I learn that I flee from the sin, and the second, I give him my life, and he will drive everything. And one of this point that we have to learn, you see that also God changed the direction of some people. Like Joseph, for example, he received God, and he had God and sent Mary now. But the angel told him, like, no, you have to go now to Egypt because we have another plan. Then I have to accept the other plan of God. I can't fight against God. For example, he told me, like, no, this way is the right way. Go there. I have to obey. If I give my life to God in his hands, that's why they accept and they obey what the angel said. And also the wise men. In the beginning, they went to see Jesus Christ. And after that, they had the feeling that they have to not go back again to Herod. And they obey to change the track, to change the way. Then if I give everything in my life to God in his hands, and I worship, and I ask him his help, he will be with me in my life, and he will drive me in the right way. And I was wondering, if someone come to me, I can't hear God's voice. Yes, because there is no relationship between me and between God. I didn't build a strong relationship during the days. And now I am asking him for help, but I can't hear his voice. It's a package. That's why I have to build my spiritual life. And I will give him the opportunity to work in my life. And in the opposite, when Herod, he didn't obey God, he was very angry. And he decided to kill all the children of Bethlehem. One is obey God and one not. One is looking for the heaven. Another one, he was looking on the earth. One is looking for the kingdom of God. And one in the he was looking to the kingdom of the earth. And I have to decide. I have to decide where I have to go and what I have to do. And on my eyes, I have to see what? I have to see the kingdom of heaven, or I have to see only the earth. And this is my choice and my decision. That's why in these days, when we celebrate the nativity and the epiphany, and yesterday it was the circumcision of Jesus Christ, and I have to remember that Jesus Christ came for me to change my life. And if I didn't yet receive Jesus Christ in my heart, then I have to open my heart again, and I have to find a time to talk to him. There is many things, not only that. One is a prayer. One is, for example, like meditation. One is to come to the church and meditate in the Word of God. Another one, I have to open the Bible and I have to read. Another one, I have to open some spiritual book, for example, and to read. Then I have to fill some spots in my life, in my day, with God. Then I give him my life. And if there is any sin in my life, I have to flee. If there is any, for example, if the atmosphere surrounded me with anybody, make me down, and I have to flee. The first lesson is flee. The second lesson, I have to give my life to God. and he will drive. I have to obey his commandments, and I have to give him the opportunity to drive my life, and glory be to God forever.
Proskomen, Kiredaison, Kiredaison, Kenomet me.
That's the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, of all saints, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten, Son of God, begotten of the Father, before all ages, light, true love, God, begotten, not created, the finances of the Father, by whom all things were made. Came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures.
Ascended to heaven,
right hand of the Father, is coming again in his glory, to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Sons worship, glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Be a question,